This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got a great guest today, Bobby Albert. He is the president of Value Driven Leadership, and he has a passion for helping other leaders build inspiring workplace cultures through value-driven leadership. Bobby, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very excited about being on this and look forward to our discussion today.
What advice do you have if you have those that are not fitting in with the culture or not following the values? What decisions or what have you seen to either have a transformation or to have a peaceful exit to where they can go somewhere that's a better fit for them?
Well, if they were not a fit, and they're going to know it pretty early on. Now, as a starting point, I introduced our core values in 2006. And prior years, for about 15 years prior to then, you know, we had introduced our purpose and our vision for our company. But those values were always there. It took me 2.5 years of introspectively to ask myself some questions like, what am I all about? What did I stand for? Why did I say and do what I just did? And why was it important for me to say and do what I did? It was a tough period of time that I struggled with. But when I finally figured out what my core values were to express it and to introduce it to our people, we started using our core values in the interviewing process to push that across the table and ask, you know, for them if they felt like these values was a fit for them. We weren't scientific at that time to help people, you know, to take them through some testing or deeper interview process to see if they displayed those core values. But we were already, because of who I was already, our HR department already was hiring people based on those core values, even though they'd never been expressed, because they knew this is what Bobby wanted done here.
Right.
And but one thing that was fascinating in introducing the core values is that when people came in and they got in and they begin to see it wasn't a fit, we didn't beat them over the head. We would work with them about trying to get on another bus somewhere else.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.